It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. Happy Halloween. And just a few days before the election, still a lot of important things on the ballot. And some of them you might not have a full understanding of. It's 8:06. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Special, special guest today. You know, Carl Zalek is a regular Marion County Commissioner on the show. We welcome Carl. But more importantly, we welcome his better half. Ann Zalek is with us. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
It is a pleasure. Pleasure to have you on the radio. I mean, we get to see out and about every once in a while and chat it up, but thanks for coming on the radio to explain the intricacies of Amendment 4 that people may not be aware of. They're kind of trying to pull a fast one here, aren't they?
They sure are. Listen, I just called a lifelong friend that lives here in Gainesville last night because I got to thinking maybe she's not clear on no on Amendment 4. And sure enough, she was confused. No on Amendment 4 keeps our current law, which keeps the exceptions the left has always been drumming for. We have life of the mother is an exception. We have rape and incest are exceptions. These are the ethics they said they wanted. So what's the problem, Bob?
The problem is they don't want to spell it out, but they want third trimester abortions. And they know that the vast majority, even Democrats, most Americans are not okay with that. Even those that are, you know, pro-choice or whatever you want to call it. They don't like the idea of third trimester. It makes everybody very uncomfortable.
And for me, for those abortion clinicians, it's follow the money, right? If they had to live by their own ethics that they espouse on this, then they can't profit from abortion. And that's really, I think, the problem they have.
Well, it's interesting you use the word clinicians, because in the vague language of this, not only does it open it up for third trimester abortions, but they talk about a healthcare provider, not necessarily a doctor. Well, you know, that
just
doesn't
anybody.
Sound good.
That's just anybody. That's right.
Well, it could be like an LPN. No offense to anybody who's an LPN, but I don't know that you're surgically ready to
perform
that.
For a life and death
that.
Situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I want the best care possible whenever it's life and death, and we don't get any guarantees from that. But our current law does guarantee that, and actually it gives families the right of civil suit if they botch the job. And I really think that's the problem they have with this law, is they don't want accountability.
Well, and when it comes to being a parent, and I know you have, what, 112 kids?
Four beautiful, perfect children.
Awesome, awesome kids, awesome family. But the parents are giving up rights if they vote in the affirmative for this. It used to be, look, you have to have, under the current law, parental notification. That's how they're going to change it. Right now, it's consent. In other words, a parent has to say, it is okay for my daughter to undergo this.
The same procedure to give your child cough syrup at the school. They have to call you and get consent.
Yeah, but it's going to change if people vote for Amendment 4 to notification. Hey, your kid got an abortion today. They just have to notify. That's far different than consent.
And listen, that's going to come in the mail. And I throw out money that comes in the mail, right? I think it's junk. I don't open up everything that comes. So this could go uncaught. Some predator could be taking advantage of our children, and it goes uncaught because they're whisked away secretly for this abortion, and you throw away the mail.
The vague language, the parental consent goes away. It opens up third trimester. It, you know, healthcare provider performing this procedure versus a licensed doctor with expertise. These are all the reasons that I can think of. And you've covered the basis. Anything else you want to add to it?
Just look at the words of what they are asking us to put in our Constitution. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion. That does, like you said, Bob, it opens up Pandora's box. And that's communist law. Like, you want communism and health care? That's what we'll be getting unless we vote no on Amendment 4.
Vote no, Amendment 4. Well covered. Carl, let's get to you. A couple of sales taxes coming the way. One is for public schools. That's self-explanatory. Half-cent sales tax. It'll be on the ballot for Marion County folks. Yes or no. But I want to get to the penny sales tax because this is a renewal of what you have been doing. Explain.
Yeah, and so one of the great things that you and I have been debating and talking about for the last 8 years is the half-cent penny sales tax that we've had on the ballot. It's helped us repave so many roads over our entire community. It's equipped our sheriff with hundreds of new cars and the assets, buildings, evidence building, all the things, new helicopter, all of the things that have truly made law enforcement more practical and certainly helped our men on the ground, as well as fire trucks and ambulances, so that we are one of the better equipped communities in all of Florida when you call 911 for that emergency call. And so what we're asking and what we've put on the ballot is for you to consider renewing that sales tax so that we can do three things. First, we can continue to keep up our road infrastructure and we can support our public safety as well as our animal services public service projects. Those are the things that we need to know if you want to help with. And so that's what we're putting on the ballot and talking about. And that's kind of the debate you and I have had in the studio over the last few years.
Why do you think that a sales tax is the way to deal with this?
Well, first of all, you know, instead of increasing impact fees, instead of increasing property tax fees and all of those things, I think a sales tax is just incredibly more fair. How I explain it when I'm talking to folks is, hey, listen, you know, we respond to many calls that are on I-75 state roads around even surrounding counties
that don't necessarily involve people that live there.
Yeah, I mean, we've got 60,000-75,000 people traveling through our community on I-75 in those corridors every single day. There is bound to be backups and accidents and all those kind of things. And when we send our first responders before this sales tax, the only people paying for that response were the property taxpayers of Marion County. Today, with the sales tax enacted and hopefully with the renewal, what will happen is 30% of the sales tax will actually be paid for by those traveling through. It's a way more incredibly fair way to take care of those things. You know, and we've talked about all the things that happen, right? We have people, unfortunately, that leave animals in our community. All these other pieces that happen, and we want to make sure we have the best public safety and hopefully the best transportation. We're planning new roads, but we need a mechanism to fund that. And I don't think property tax is the way to go.
You have to look at it from a resident's perspective. You say, okay, has the county government of Marion County been good stewards of our tax dollars? And in this case, you can clearly say, this is what we said we were going to do with the money. And literally, you can look at a list of all the capital improvements, the fire trucks that you purchased. The list is all there. It all adds up, making it completely transparent. Mm-hmm. And I think that's at least a step in the right direction to help explain to people why you're asking them to do this.
And you could definitely go to MarionSalesTax.org if you want to look at that, do a little more research on it. Our website has the exact list of every single thing we bought, whether it's a fire truck, a sheriff's deputy's vehicle, a road project, a repavement, every single
specific
thing. Yeah, this tax it doesn't get squandered with anything else. It doesn't get put into some other pot that you can't follow.
It's not a general fund thing.
Right, it's not a general fund thing, right, or a fees thing. It is, here's the pot of money that the citizens of Marion County have given us, and here's exactly how we've spent it, road project by road project, car by car, ambulance by ambulance, right? I mean, this is an incredible way that you can track and keep us, right? We should be accountable for this. If you give us this opportunity to pay for infrastructure this way, we are a growing community. We hear the frustration of people as they're traveling through Marion County. We must do the job of building our infrastructure to handle the freedom that Governor DeSantis has said, hey, folks from all over the country, come here, live in the free state of Florida. Well, yes, the other end of that is now local governments like us, we have to figure out a way to pay for that.
And you could just increase property taxes as many places do, Alachua County. And also, look, you want to preserve these beautiful farmlands and stuff, too. So basically, you're limiting opportunities for property tax increase on those. If you developed them,
correct.
You're getting big money if you put all businesses in and stuff. But people that live in Marion County, they want to protect what they have there. It is something special. It's still going to continue to grow, but at least you're going to have a lot of control over what is going on all over the state of Florida. And with a sales tax, you're asking everybody to pay a little bit.
Correct.
And if I can, just from a family accounting kind of thing, at the end of every year, I look through our expenses and I ask myself, did this line item make my life better? And when I go, what's that website, honey?
Our website is MarionSalesTax.org.
Right. When I go there and I look at this list and I go, yes, that made my life better. That made my neighbor's life better. This is making our community better. And that's why I, believe it or not, support it. Tax.
Yeah, and which normally I know that, but Carl's not—he's not a big tax guy at all. In fact,
we're cutting property tax. We're cutting the millage rates. We're trying to make sure that all that happens. And because we want to, honestly, I honestly wish the legislature would give us a broadened aspect so that every dollar in sales tax we got, we could continue to reduce our millage rates. I think that would make Florida even better. Those are proposals, hopefully, that we're going to bring to the state legislature. But in this time, how do we want to fund our infrastructure? That is the question you have at the ballot this next week.
Fantastic stuff. Great information. Anne and Carl Zalek, Carl being a Marion County Commissioner, we appreciate your insights, in this case, your opinions, your advice, and I'm glad you both were able to make it into the studio.
What an
today.
Incredible Thank morning you. To be out here with you. We're excited about Election Day, and we're excited about the prosperity and the freedom that Florida has, and we're going to continue to make that an even better place to live.
Yeah.
Welcome to the horse capital of the world, y'all.
Yeah. Well, God bless Marion
America's
County.
America's going to be great again.
Yes. Yeah, from your lips to God's ears, we hope. It is 8:17. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local right here on 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's when we learned how to snap our fingers, pretty much, was the Addams Family.
Pretty much. There you go.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream. The Addams Family.
That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You rain.
Oh, scary kids. Happy Halloween, everybody. Enjoy. Oh, yeah. Enjoy, yeah. Yeah, it's funny, the world we live in today. It's not the scary creatures we dress up to be that frighten us. It is the overbearing government and the lefty Marxists who have control for now, but we can fix that.
Yes.
And we've got until Tuesday to get that done. My friends, please.
We're putting up with a trick. Let's
have
some
treats.
I'll
steal other kids' candy just to make sure you go and vote, all right? And bring other like-minded people with you. And, man, I'm serious. And say a prayer and say a prayer for Donald Trump and his family. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know I'm serious when I say that. And we've been saying that for a long time. And look how that paid off.
You were right. You were right. You called it a long time ago.
Yeah, I hate to be right on something
I know,
like that.
But it was just reality. It's the real world.
All right, here's the deal. First of all, thanks to Carl and Ann Zalek. I mean, I just think they're genuine, wonderful family of people. Mm-hmm. And I think Carl's done a good job. Is he perfect? Is, of course not, because, you know, I'll get an email or something. Yeah, he's been kissing Carl's butt and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
look, everybody's got their own agenda. Overall, man, I just think he's done a fantastic job. And his wife is very, very lovely and well-informed. And she shared her opinion with us, and we appreciate that. Looking forward, we're going to have Kevin Lytle on from the Gainesville Harley-Davidson to talk about chili cook-off and charities and some good things there. So looking forward to that. That's about 35 minutes away. And then Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Greg knocked it out of the park. He's got Governor DeSantis lined up Monday morning. He's going to be on the show. That's huge. It's like Greg's an honorary member of the Los Angeles Dodgers, you know, who hit it out of the park with a come-from-behind victory. They were down 5-0, and they won that game 7-6. They won the World Series. They are your World Series champs. I feel bad for the Yanks and the Yank fans, but somebody had to win and somebody had to lose, and the Yanks, they blew it in this game for sure. So, anyway, that is what it is. Also, what I want to do, I want to give you the code word.
Oh, yeah.
Because Carl and I were actually talking off the air. He goes, man, you're going to the, you know, the food and wine thing, right? I said, no, I got some stuff I got to do, and actually I'm going to get to see my grandson. So I'm not complaining loudly. Mm-hmm. I'm actually looking forward to it, but I won't be able to make it. But you can, and you could win your tickets. So you want tickets for this is the Saturday part of the Ocala Food and Wine Festival. It goes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But on Saturday, it's called the Grand Tasting. Here's what you need to do. The keyword is fest, F-E-S-T, fest. So text fest to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to this event. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive, and good luck on that. All right, covered all the bases now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just about.
You've done as much as you can to avoid having to talk about what you don't like to talk about.
Well, but this one is one of those things where I can't help but, like, smirk.
Okay.
Yeah. You know Mark Cuban, right?
Oh, yes.
Shark Tank.
Uh-huh.
Partial owner of the Mavericks basketball team. Never really liked the guy. I know. He was successful.
Sure.
You know, he sold his venture a long time ago for multi mega bucks. Hey, man, good for him. But I don't really care for him. And then the more he talks, the less I care for him. So I just love this story. Miriam Adelson, the principal owner of the NBA Dallas Mavericks, has put down $100 million on Donald Trump to win the 2024 presidential election.
Love it.
This is despite the caterwauling of minority owner and extreme left-wing advocate Mark Cuban, who has been all in for Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
Cuban has jumped in front of every microphone he can find to push for the election of Kamala Harris. Still, the team for which he used to be the majority owner and is now a minority owner is apparently working to the contrary. Adelson's been a top Republican donor since inheriting her husband's fortune. You know, Sheldon Adelson, that was her husband, who was huge in the casino business. Mm. Also a big GOP backer, passed away back in 2021. Since then, his wife has kept the GOP faith and remained a top donor.
Nice.
So take that, Mark Cuban. Stick that in your Cuban and smoke it. Yeah. It's 8:28. And you are listening to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You can get The Bob Rose Show podcast. Not miss a minute. All you have to do is download it wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you are in. Lots of stuff to talk about, including election tomfoolery and chicanery. Again, that's coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:34. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. So much to talk about and so little time. Tuesday literally is right around the corner.
Wow.
But in the meantime, happy, happy Halloween, my friends. And there are good times. And sometimes that involves, I don't know, sunshine and a beautiful lake. joining us right now on the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. We've got my friend Lake Weir John. John, what's going on?
Hey, Bob. How you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. I know, never as good as you are. Just always soaking up the sun and having fun. Practically the mayor of Lake Weir, but we appreciate you checking in. What's going on?
Well, I just want to tell you about the Trump flotilla this Saturday, because I think you might have a couple Trump supporters listening to your station.
Maybe one or two.
Yes. That'll be this Saturday if you have a boat, or if you don't even have a boat, you can watch it from either Eaton's Beach or Gator Joe's. We're going to have a flotilla out there supporting Donald J. Trump this Saturday. It starts around noon out there at the Kearney Island Boat Ramp. And we like to see all our Trumpsters show up out there.
So if you're not that familiar with Lake Weir, go to the ramp there, Lake Kearney. It's a beautiful setup they have there. And launch before that, because what you're going to do is try to gather around noon. It'd be a lot easier if everybody's already launched and in the water, right?
Yeah, correct. We did this last Saturday, and we had a great response. And unfortunately, people said, well, we didn't see it. We didn't have time to get our boat decorated. So let's do it again. So we said, okay, we'll do it again this Saturday. So we're expecting a really big turnout. So we'd like to invite all your listeners to stop out to Lake Weir and support Donald J. Trump this Saturday.
All right. Y'all be safe and have fun, all right? Thanks for...
thanks, Bob.
Yeah, no, thank you for reminding us. I did give you Plug-a-Rooney the other day, too, because you had sent me a text, and I appreciate the reminder. And it's always a good time. Lake Weir is really... Yeah. I like it. And but if you go out there, if you're not familiar with the legend of Ma Barker, get one of the locals to tell you the story. Mm-hmm. Or at Gator Joe's, actually, there's some stuff there written about it. It's I just love that kind of part of history. In fact, over the Lake Kearney area is where they moved Ma Barker's house to. Yep, that's it was the biggest shootout ever in FBI history. That's just one little fact for you there. All right, what else do we have going on? I want positive stuff. I want positive. Ah,
what you got? You found something.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. No. Different Buzz. It's a different Buzz, man.
Okay.
No, it's not about the weed in Amendment 3, Broham.
No.
It's about a guy who's, he's a little spaced out, but he's an American hero.
See what you did there.
I'm talking about astronaut Buzz Aldrin.
Now you're talking.
Didn't we grow up with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Buzz Aldrin, which was very confusing for me because I had an Uncle Buzz.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
He was a mailman in Philadelphia, and he was married to my aunt. Uncle Buzz.
Usually works that way.
What a great guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, miss
What's
him.
What's up with the astronaut?
Famed astronaut Buzz Aldrin endorsed former President Donald Trump.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Giving the campaign plenty of lift. Highlighting how under his first administration, the U.S. saw a revitalized interest in space. Press release on Wednesday, Aldrin highlighted the accomplishments the Trump administration made to elevate human space exploration, how the Trump administration reinstituted the National Space Council and created the U.S. Space Force, which really is forward-thinking because we're going to, the next war might not be fought in space per se, but it is going to utilize things related to space, like satellites, for instance.
Yep.
Aldrin added that the nation faces serious and difficult realities on the global security landscape, no doubt. Nation also experiencing economic challenges, stability in our communities, rule of law, those concerns as well. Most citizens rightly consider it an honor to cast their vote for a leader they believe will best serve the nation, our government by, for, and of the people. For me, the future of our nation to meet enormous challenges and for the proven policy accomplishments above, I believe the nation is best served by voting for Donald J. Trump. I wholeheartedly endorse him for President of the United States. Godspeed, President Trump. God bless the United States of America. Buzz, you nailed it. You stuck the landing.
He encapsulated it very well.
Wow.
I wanted more syllables than you.
Okay. It was not bad. Buzz Aldrin. You know, look, when you got Buzz Aldrin and you got Elon Musk, clearly, to me, you're on the right path. That's strong stuff. Nicholas Quetz, comes from a generation of United States, generations of United States Armed Forces Service members. He served in the U.S. Marine Corps. His father, sister, and brother-in-law all served in the military. His grandfather served in World War II. During an interview with Nicholas's father, Doug Quetz, and his brother-in-law, Philip Sweet, as told by Breitbart News, they talked about Nicholas's love of God, family, country, and service, principles deeply rooted in this all-American family from Tucson, Arizona. He was born in 1993, Doug says, of his 33-year-old son. Ever since he was a little kid, he always wanted to join the military. That's how he ended up in the military. And wow. He was a tall guy, 6'3", muscles stacked on top of muscles. Yep, they talked about his passion. But he was murdered. Friday, October 18th, Nicholas departed from Pima County and drove to Arizona, very near the border, to pick up a few friends for a beach trip to Rocky Point Beach, popular destination for many tourists. Rocky Point, for those unfamiliar, is known as Arizona's Beach because of its proximity to the Grand Canyon, to the Grand Canyon State. Doug and Philip told Breitbart that Nicholas was very familiar with the area. He was an adventure outdoorsman who loved the water and hiking trails, but unbeknownst to the family, likely with most Americans, Nicholas used a highway that had recently experienced Mexican drug cartel violence with little to no national news coverage by the American media.
Okay.
2 months before his trip to Rocky Point, two female U.S. residents, a 72 and 82-year-old, were murdered while driving on that highway. About halfway on his drive, Nicholas was stopped at a roadblock along the highway. Mexican drug cartel gunmen opened fire on him, shooting him in the back and through his heart. He died at the scene. Folks, I have to remind you, this was Mexican drug cartels on American soil.
Wow.
Who had murdered U.S. residents just 2 months prior. But because nobody in the lamestream media wanted to talk about it, because the border is still in crisis, the issues are very real, the cartels do have great control over it, and you can blame that on Biden and Harris. They open those borders.
Mm-hmm.
Two arrests have been made since then. Nicholas's murder was not a robbery gone wrong. The cash he was carrying was actually left behind. Nothing was taken off his person. But the cartel gunman did steal his truck. I mean, isn't that an awful story?
And we don't hear about it.
Well, and if it's any American, this is a terrible story. But to know that this guy loved his country, served his country, comes from a family, a military family, he's just minding his own business, looking for recreation in America, on our soil, and he gets murdered for what apparently isn't really any reason. He wasn't robbed. Just the wrong place at the wrong time. Wow. How dare you be an American who served in the military, who's driving down the road, enjoying your own freedoms, to go enjoy some recreation because the cartel doesn't want you to be on their road.
Right.
And so they just murder you.
The problem is they're not scared of anybody. I mean, seriously, they are not scared of the Mexican police or the Mexican military. Mm. They kill judges. They kill mayors. They kill police chiefs. They're not worried about it.
And I just want to remind people, you know, that this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And just like this, I mean, yeah, murder, you see it, it's blood and guts. But when people die of fentanyl poisoning, again, that never got talked to the extent it should have.
No.
I mean, you've got a football stadium full of people, theoretically, 70 to 90,000 people. Americans dying every year between the ages of like 18 and 49. Dead. It's just as gruesome for those families as an actual murder. And that fentanyl was coming from, and still is, the southern border. And the ingredients in it, most of that's coming from China. And a lot of it could be alleviated by having a secure border. And Biden and Harris not only refuse to secure it, they're the ones that are absolutely guilty of opening it up wide open on purpose, knowing all about the possible collateral damage, allowing the collateral damage to go on, and still doing nothing to secure the border. That is grotesque, sickening. It's 8:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we have a lot more to talk about on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on. Happy, happy Thursday. It is, let's call it 8:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here 10 minutes till 9 o'clock, and I want to make sure that you have the information to give you a good chance to win a pair of tickets to the Grand Tasting Saturday at the World Equestrian Center for the spectacular Ocala Food and Wine Festival. We're talking about a Friday through Sunday event. Our tickets are specifically for Saturday, though, but it's a celebrity chef-led celebration, 3 days of culinary competition, beer, wine, spirits, education, and samples of all that, and samples of the extraordinary cuisine, of course. Event proceeds benefit the Public Education Foundation of Marion County and the Pro Start program. Ready for your chance? You need the keyword FEST, F-E-S-T. Text FEST to 20357, and you'll be in the running for the Grand Tasting tickets, the World Equestrian Center, the Ocala Food and Wine Festival. It is this weekend. Data and message rates apply. Please don't text and drive, and good luck. Former President Bill Clinton. Did he say what I thought he said? He basically said the economy was better under former President Donald Trump. He said it during a rally for Kamala Harris in Muskegon Heights, Michigan, adding that the people should still vote for Harris. Can you imagine that? Says, I don't think it's right to say that people have to vote for Donald Trump because the economy was better then. That is, isn't that awesome?
Wow. Wow.
Rally goers, like, kind of perceive that as a pro-Trump slip.
Hey, Bill's being honest.
But listen, you're part of the audience that's probably supporting Kamala.
Yes.
And you probably, because he's still a hero to the left, to the Democrats. And so here's your old hero, your Bill Clinton up there. And you know what shocked them? There was a time when Democrats, even if they weren't necessarily good people or in your corner,
right,
would occasionally tell the truth. Mm. We've gotten to where you can't even find a morsel of truth coming out of Kamala's mouth.
No.
Corinne Jean-Pierre's mouth.
Oh, no.
The White House in general. Mm. Candidate Tim Walz. You can't find a kernel of truth.
No.
So that's when people were shocked. They're like, did he just say something true? And they're like, yeah. They go, why would he do that?
But this, I think this is the second time he's done this. A couple of weeks ago, it was like a pro-Kamala thing, but he kind of let slip some truth there. So,
and groans actually came from the audience. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, but now he stressed that people should still vote for Harris, even though he admitted the economy was better under Trump. Wow. And he said, I think I'm entitled to my opinion about who would be better, because he used to be president and he thinks he did pretty well. Clinton made an apparent similar remark, anti-Harris, slipped a few weeks ago when he said that Lakin Riley's death, you know, the young woman from Georgia,
yes, that's it,
probably wouldn't have happened if the Biden-Harris administration had properly vetted her accused illegal migrant worker.
That's the one. Wow. I was thinking of. That's it.
When Bill Clinton is the only truth teller left in the entire Democrat Party, you need to take notice of that. He sticks out like a sore thumb. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is this guy doing? Look, if we wanted the truth, we'd be voting for Trump. We don't want the truth. Keep lying to us. Yeah, keep us happy in our ignorance. How dare you? True. Yeah, this girl wouldn't have been brutally raped and murdered if there wasn't a wide open border. Brought to you by, sponsored by, Biden-Harris campaign. Biden-Harris in the Oval Office. They opened the border on purpose. They knew what the residual side effects, collateral damage would be. People dying from fentanyl, absolutely. 70 to 100,000 per year for 3 years. That is huge. What about smuggling? Smuggling kids. Smuggling humans to be used for slaves. Sexually taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
awful. Okay? Unbelievable. Drug cartels running roughshod over everyone. I just told you about the Marine who was just minding his own business, going for recreation, a visit. He just drove down the wrong American road. Yeah. This didn't happen in Mexico. And the cartel opened fire on him and killed him. For no apparent reason, they didn't even rob him. Just sickening. And this stuff wouldn't be allowed and wasn't allowed and didn't happen under the Trump administration. And that's the thing. Okay, Bill Clinton, he comes out and he tells the truth. But it is shocking. It is shocking to people. They're so used to being lied to and brainwashed. They believe the lies that Kamala keeps saying about Trump. You know, there were fine people on both sides. Charlottesville, that garbage. When he was talking about people on both sides of the issue of either tearing down or keeping historical monuments. That's what that was about. Tried to turn it into like a skinhead thing. There's good people. There's some good people there in the skinhead community. He never, ever said that. In fact, he said quite the opposite. But he wasn't talking about that. It's been debunked thousands of times. And yet, they keep telling the lie. So I don't know if Bill Clinton's going to be invited to keep helping with the campaign.
He's going to be hanging out with Biden. Yeah.
There is absolutely no room for the truth in that campaign whatsoever.
No.
So you might not see a lot of him. Biden, he's not invited anymore because he slipped and told the truth once or twice. Maybe by accident, maybe on purpose. We don't know. But we'll put all that aside for now. We've got a very special guest coming in, Kevin Lytle, one of the owners of Gainesville Harley-Davidson, and some great stuff they're doing for the community and a lot of fun. That's next on 97.3 The Sky. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.